Among the saints commemorated this day, the holy martyrs Manuel, Sabel, and Ishmael. These three brothers were Persians of a pagan father and a Christian mother. Brought up in a Christian spirit and baptized, they were high officials in the court of King Balanos and were sent to the Emperor Julian the Apostate to conduct negotiations and confirm the peace between the Persian and the Greco-Roman empires. The apostate emperor had arranged for some sort of vile celebration in honor of the idols at Chalcedon, and he went there with his nobles bearing sacrifices for the idols. The Persian delegates absented themselves from the celebration. The emperor summoned them and ordered them to take part in the festivities and offer sacrifice to the gods. They then declared that they were foreign envoys who had come from the king of Persia to establish peace between the two empires, and not for any other reason. They said that they were Christians and considered it unworthy to bow down before lifeless idols and offer them sacrifice. The emperor in fury had them thrown into prison. They were brought out the next day, and he began to dispute with them about the faith, but the holy brothers were irrefutably and unwavering in their faith. They were then bound naked to trees and struck and flayed with hot iron flails. During their torture, they prayed to God, thanking him for it. O sweet Jesus, these pains are sent to us for love of thee. An angel of God appeared to them, comforted them, and took away all their pain. Contrary to all understanding of the rights of foreign envoys, the wicked Emperor Julian finally issued the order that the three brothers were to be slain with a sword. There was a great earthquake at their execution, thus making it impossible for the pagans to burn them as the emperor had commanded. The earth later gave up the martyrs' bodies for Christians to find and bury. Many miracles were worked over their relics, bringing many pagan witnesses to the Christian faith. When the Persian king heard of the inhumane death that Julian had provided for the envoys, he prepared for war against him. Julian set out for Persia convinced of victory, but he was beaten to his knees, and he perished miserably. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.